The opinions expressed are those of the program host and guest and are not those of WSTU. WSTU does not endorse products that may be mentioned. Any reproduction or retransmission of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WSTU. The phone lines are open. Call in with your questions and comments at 220-9788. That's 220-WSTU. It's time for Stuart Laser Talk with your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
I'm 5'10" and 242 pounds.
I always say this is the biggest I'm ever going to be, and I said that like 20 pounds ago.
A third of Americans are obese. Another third is overweight.
Obesity is the biggest threat to the health, welfare, and future of this country.
I've always been overweight.
I've got diabetes.
Sleep apnea.
Heart disease.
Everything's hurting now.
It's a lot easier to lose weight than it is to keep weight off.
This is probably going to be the first generation of children who are going to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents.
18% of our children right now are obese.
It's not only health, it's about survival and well-being of the United States as a nation.
You don't crave broccoli, and our generation has grown up craving a Big Mac.
I'm going to think that there's something better for me.
Unless we're able to control this epidemic, we're going to have an abundance of chronic disease.
All of us have to be part of the solution to reduce obesity.
The weight of the nation is out of control, but we can fix that.
If we don't now take this as a really urgent national priority, we are all going to pay a really serious price.
Obesity will crush the United States in oblivion.
Good morning, Stuart, Florida. The laser lipo revolution is here. My name is Dr. Tred Rezacker, and I am your super energetic, charged host for the next hour here on Slim Body Laser Spa's Health and Wellness Show. I got some really important, super important information to go over with you here today. You know, I'm a doctor of alternative medical care. I'm a chiropractor, not your average MD. Not that there's anything wrong with MDs. We need them in the world. But I have a different, I look at things a little differently from more of a natural, holistic basis instead of how I can use chemicals and drugs and surgeries and hospitalizations. So that's a little different theory behind it. And what I'm going to go over with today are three very important facts that are that we're suffering with. And you might have heard it from your doctors. You might have watched shows on it. And but I'm going to explain each one of these three super, super problems that people are suffering with. And the summary is I'm going to explain exactly today what is fatty liver. If you've ever been told you have a fatty liver, it's something which can severely impact your health. And fatty liver is as common as, well, basically 50% of the adult population in the United States suffers with fatty liver disease. It's called hepatic steatosis, and it affects the liver. It's the same as having liver cirrhosis over time, and it's called fatty liver disease. The next one is peripheral neuropathy. Yes, pain, tingling, numbness in my feet. Difficulty with balance issues, ulcers or cuts in my feet that don't heal, and the hands are cold, the feet are cold. There's a whole bunch of symptoms with peripheral neuropathy, and there's some really important underlying medical conditions that create this, and there's things you can do right away today to help recover from peripheral neuropathy. Just like fatty liver, there's things you can do today to recover from fatty liver. And it's all kind of put under the term of called metabolic syndrome. And that's the third most important problem we're dealing with today. Metabolic syndrome is set to basically take out 50% of our adult population at one point or another. Metabolic syndrome is a collection of factors, and mainly heart disease factors, that increase your chance of developing heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, and now also cancer. So metabolic syndrome is something which can be diagnosed And if you have one or more of the five symptoms of metabolic syndrome, and you can correct any one of those, your chances of dying from heart disease, stroke, and diabetes are severely retarded. In other words, it's you have a much better chance of not dying from those three, heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, if you understand what metabolic syndrome is, the five parts to metabolic syndrome, and you start initiating things that you can do at home to help to lessen these five parameters of metabolic syndrome. And I'll summarize them right now so you don't have to wait to the end of the show. Number one in metabolic syndrome is a waistline of 40 inches or more for men and 35 inches for women. And that would be measuring your waist at your belly button, not below your belly, gentlemen, at the midsection, 40 inches. Or in a woman, 35 inches or more. That's the first factor of metabolic syndrome. Number two, elevated blood pressure, hypertension, or you're taking high blood pressure pills. So a lot of you out there that have hypertension are managing it with high blood pressure pills, but you're still at risk for metabolic syndrome, even though you're on the medication, because the medication isn't correcting the cause why you have high blood pressure. It's simply treating the symptom, not the cause. Number three, triglyceride levels, and that would be high body fat, blood fat, above 150 milligrams per deciliter. And these would be people that are taking statins like Lipitor or Crestor. Number four, a fasting blood glucose level greater than 100, or are taking glucose-lowering medications like metformin, glucophage, or insulin. So fasting blood sugar, which is considered diabetes or pre-diabetes, is number four risk factor for metabolic syndrome. Number five, high-density lipoprotein levels. And that would be the ratio between HDL and LDL. Now, HDL is less than 40 milligrams or under 50 if you're a woman. So HDL is not good. So the people that typically have metabolic syndrome, they're people with central obesity, which is increased fat in the abdomen and waist, people with diabetes or a strong family history of diabetes, people with other clinical features of insulin resistance, including skin changes. And this is something called acanthosis nigricans. And that means darkened skin on the back of your neck or underarms. Darkened skin on the back of your neck or underarms. Almost looks like a tan or something, but it's spotted. Or skin tags, and these occur on the neck. And the other high risk is people, certain ethnic backgrounds that are at higher risk of developing metabolic syndrome, and that would be African American and Latin. As you grow older, your risk of developing metabolic syndrome increases. So these are the three problems: fatty liver, peripheral neuropathy, and metabolic syndrome. We're going to go over that today. And you know what I do with the Slim Body? Maybe you just tuned in. You have no idea why I'm here or what I'm doing. What I'm doing is I am using a low-level laser, FDA-cleared low-level laser, to help people who want to reduce body fat. You can lose 3 to 9 inches of stubborn fat lying on your back, listening to music using the FDA-cleared device I have at the Slim Body Laser Spa. In that 3 weeks, 9 sessions in 3 weeks, we begin a nutritional profile for you. We do a nutritional evaluation with me, and I calculate your body fat percentage, your resting caloric intake, and your total body water, how hydrated you are. People that have high levels of body fat have low metabolism. Thus, your BMR is very low, and also they're pretty much dehydrated because fat and water don't mix, and when you have high levels of fat, it's really hard to retain water, and excess body fat is inflammatory. It creates inflammation. It creates swollen joints. It creates painful backs, necks. It affects your digestive tract. It causes dehydration, where you're not getting enough water. Thus, all of your bodily functions are impaired because you're dehydrated. Your liver cannot function as well. Your blood volume has become thick. Your blood becomes too thick because it needs more water. You need more fluid. It affects your body's ability to perfuse, to send blood supply to all of your tissues. And over time, this high blood sugar, this high body fat, starts to cause neuropathy. It starts to cause pain and tingling and numbness and autonomic nervous problems. It can create cramping. It can create a claw-like foot, mainly in your feet first, because it's the farthest from your heart. And it can even affect your hands, because that's also farthest from your heart. And neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy, which is periphery means on the outside, neuropathy means a condition of a nerve, is absolutely devastating if you suffer with neuropathy. I mean, it doesn't go away. It really is hard to respond. Medicine really has no cure for it other than simply giving you pills and drugs and medication to help you to suffer comfortably. That's what the drugs do. They allow you to suffer comfortably. And over time, neuropathy creates contractures. It creates muscle weakness of the muscles of the feet, of the toes. You start losing your arch. Your body's biomechanical stability when you walk from heel to toe, from heel to toe, when you have neuropathy, that biomechanical action is impaired. You end up walking on one side of your foot or on the other side, or you start to toe in or toe out, almost like the alignment of a car. And then what happens is, with the decreased circulation from the increased fat, from the high blood sugar or the elevated blood sugar, and then you start losing sensation, you don't know that you're hurting your feet. And then you're walking, and next thing you know, you've got a hole in your foot. It's called a diabetic ulcer. Pressure ulcer. It can happen in your heel. It can happen in the ball of your foot. It can happen in your big toe. This is really, really bad. When you're starting to have this problem, because what happens is you can go to the doctor and have your wound healed. You can get off your feet and take the medications. But if you don't reverse neuropathy, if you don't work on correcting and helping it to get better, the problem's going to come back on a different part of your foot. And this is a chronic debilitating condition, which if you're over 50 years old and you've suffered a diabetic ulcer on your foot and you have amputation, your chances of dying from this condition is greater than that of prostate cancer or other cancers. In other words, we look at cancers, oh my God, this is the worst diagnosis I could possibly have because of the chance of death. Well, peripheral neuropathy with foot ulcerations gives you more of a risk if you're over 50 than prostate cancer. And that's a fact. Yet we don't, we take it at stride. We don't even realize how serious it is. And when you have neuropathy and you go to the neurologist and they diagnose neuropathy, you really have to go into the next step, which is, doctor, why do I have it? Where is it coming from? Why did this happen to me? What can I do to reverse what happened that created this neuropathy? I want to stop it where it is. I might not be able to reverse it. It's very difficult to reverse it, but you can stop it because it gets worse. It gets worse over time. What started out as a little numbness or pain in one toe affects the whole foot now. What started as just numbness, all of a sudden your arches and your feet become like almost like blocks of cement. Picture walking around with two cinder blocks attached to your ankle. I mean, that's the way my clients and patients describe neuropathy. It's like walking around with concrete boots. You can't get any motion in your toes anymore. And then the arch falls. The biomechanical stability is affected. There's numbness where you don't know you're walking on the edge of your foot. You develop calluses on the skin, which when you were younger and didn't have neuropathy, a callus is a good thing. When you get older and you have neuropathy, that callus becomes the source of increased pressure, which can destroy the tissue and create the onset of the ulcer. So, neuropathy, serious. Peripheral neuropathy. Neuropathy is a common complication of a number of different medical conditions. It can involve the autonomic, meaning the automatic nerves, the nerves which are close to your spinal cord. It can affect the motor nerves, which allows you to move and to bend your muscles, and it affects the sensory nerve. Neuropathy can affect a single nerve or a set of nerves. Physical trauma, repetitive injury, infection, metabolic problems, and exposure to toxins and some drugs are all possible causes. People with diabetes, type 2, even if the blood sugar is, even if you're not on medication, if you've been told you're hyperglycemic or you're borderline, you know, could be, and you have fat, you are at a super high risk of developing neuropathy. So there's not a lot of, you know, treatment for neuropathy. There's treatment, but it doesn't really target the underlying cause. All it does is provide symptomatic pain relief and hopefully prevent further damage, but without treating the cause, the damage is going to occur. So I think this is misrepresented in this literature I'm reading here. In the case of diabetic neuropathy, the most important thing you can do is address your high blood sugar, and this will prevent further nerve damage. And just because you're taking metformin and glucophage and you think that your blood sugar is balanced, if you're not taking your blood sugar at least twice a day, measuring it, making record of it, and then determining averages, you probably are not managing your blood sugar properly. You're probably running high blood sugar, but you assume. You know what assume, if you split the two words out, ASS and you and me, you assume that your blood sugar is balanced because you're on the meds and you're going to the doctor. No. You have to manage it with glucose testing. You have to measure your blood sugar after a meal, before a meal, several times, at least every day, minimum, better twice a day. And you got to cut out the sugar. You got to cut out the sweets. You have to cut out the foods you think you love so much. Oh, I love my pasta. You know, I'm Italian, and pasta is part of my life. And this, well, you know what? So some people, alcohol is part of their life too. And I know many a person who thinks that because of their past dealt with a lot of alcohol that they refuse to give it up, and they're dead today. These processed foods, these pastas and the starches that are high starch diets are carbohydrates, and they create high blood sugar. And then when you have high blood sugar, your body pumps out insulin to handle it. And then what happens is if you repeat this again and again and again and again over time, your insulin, your pancreas gives up the ghost. It says, listen, I can't do this. You know, we weren't never designed to produce insulin all day, every meal. You know, we expected you to sometimes eat some dirt and some protein and some fatty animal fat because you found an animal. You know, all of a sudden we're in this industrialized world where we're just pumping ourselves full of processed food because it's available and it's everywhere and it's cheap and there's a lot of promotion behind it. We're destroying our metabolic syndrome. We're creating metabolic syndrome, which leads to fatty liver, peripheral neuropathy, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. You know, I hope I'm not preaching to the choir here. So this is the problem, and it's a serious problem. You're going to have more of a problem for metabolic syndrome, heart disease, stroke, and diabetes than you will ever have from COVID-19. Trust me on that. Okay, this amount of energy and time we're spending to prevent a COVID infection, to social distancing and wearing masks and everything that we're doing, we seem to be doing. If you put 10% of that effort into eating better, exercising, cutting out the sugars, Getting rid of body fat, if you can't do it, getting help. If you put just 10% of the energy and time you're spending into worrying about COVID, you will live longer. You'll have a better quality of life. And God forbid you should be exposed to COVID, you might have a chance of surviving it. Because let's be truthful. Increased risk of COVID. Number one increased risk of having a complication from COVID-19 is obesity. And we're not talking about the guy that can't fit through the doors. You know, when you think of obesity, you think of the largest people you've ever seen. No. It isn't like that. You can be of a normal weight your whole life and have your body fat percentage change to be over fat versus muscle. So, you know, and you're what they call a skinny, obese person. Because fat should be about 20% of your body weight. 20% of your mass, your whole weight, safely to be fat. The other 80% is what we call lean muscle. And when you're in your 20s and 30s and teens and 40s and you're exercising and you're eating good and your hormones are good and you're not under a lot of stress, it's very easy to maintain that 20-80% ratio. And that would be considered a normal weight. When your weight starts to creep up, you start to develop more body fat. You don't get heavier. What happens is your body fat percentage changes and you lose muscle tone. In other words, your muscles become weaker. They become infiltrated with fat. And when your body fat starts creeping up to 25 and 30%, you might not have changed anything on the scale. Your scale might read the same thing it did 10 years ago. But when we put you on a bioimpedance analysis machine, it's a high-end machine that passes an electrical current through your body. We put in your demographics, your name, your age, your weight, your height, your gender. Put those pads on your foot and on your hand, and it passes a very mild current through your body. It will measure your exact body fat percentage, lean muscle mass, and how much water you're retaining in the cell and outside of the cell. This is a 3-minute test. Everybody should have one of these. If you have never had a body fat analysis and you think you're okay, you might not be as good as you think. And we do that at the Slim Body Laser Spa. Everybody gets a body fat analysis. Some people say, I don't want to know. Please don't tell me. And I'm kind of like, well, I don't want to make you feel bad, but don't you want to know if you have a problem? I mean, you know, it's like not getting tested for COVID. If you're sick, don't you want to know? Maybe. I don't know. I would. So this body fat is what we treat at the spa. We're not using a liposuction device. We're not cutting the fat out. We're not freezing it and chilling it and having it turn into fluid and pus and then have to be absorbed over 12 or 15 weeks, which is what these other procedures do. We're not using electrical muscle stim to shock the muscles to make them get rid of, to change their shape somehow. I don't know how those processes work. I don't have a lot of faith in them. What I believe in is nutrition, movement, and we use whole body vibration, cleaning up your diet, making sure you're not putting more toxins in. And what's interesting is this isn't the toxins that everybody knows about. These are toxins that come from normal diet that someone does not know is poisonous. And the first thing that would come to my mind is artificial sweeteners. What a scam artificial sweeteners have become. I mean, there's so much data and research that shows that artificial sweeteners, yes, they have zero calories, but they still stimulate an insulin response. Your body thinks it is sugar, and the ability for the body with an idea or a thought to create a physiological response is as sure as you know, anything else that you do. And I'll give you a great example. Suppose I was to take some fresh lemons. Picture in your mind I have a yellow lemon, and it just came out of the refrigerator, and you can see the moisture on it, the condensation for me. It's a cold lemon. And then I take my knife, and I put on the cutting board, and I cut that lemon in half, you know, and it opens up, and you can see the juice in it. And then I take that picture in your mind, taking that lemon and then putting it into your mouth and squeezing it and sucking on that lemon, sour lemon. I can tell you right now that half of you, if you listen to what I just said, are starting to produce saliva in your mouth. You know, your mouth is watering. Just the idea of that. It's no different when you take an artificial sweetener. It gives you an insulin response because it tastes sweet. So that's one problem with artificial sweeteners. The second problem is they're made with chemicals and they're not very friendly. The chemicals that they use to mimic sugar are shown to actually cause cancer. And you remember the pink pack, everybody, I mean, they marketed it so well, saccharin, right? What does the pack of saccharin say on the side? Linked to carcinogenic. And they're proving that aspartame and sucralose, which is Splenda, and these other artificial sweeteners, they are neurotoxins. They're neuroexcitatory toxins, and they can cause your body rate to increase your metabolism, because it's a toxin. And this is not the best choice. I would rather you take some pure cane sugar in a small amount and sweeten things with real sugar. At least you know what you're getting. And there is some truth that stevia from the stevia plant is okay as long as it's organic stevia. You don't want the processed stevia. Stevia can be processed, and it's an isolate. It's not the same thing. You want organic stevia, and that seems to be low. I mean, it's low zero calories. It still is going to produce an insulin response, but at least you're not getting the chemicals that come with the other artificial sweeteners. So by cleaning out and taking away those toxins and those things, your body will heal and be better. So at the Laser Spa, I am celebrating a 10-year anniversary. Yay! 10 years since the forming of Slim Body Laser Spa. 30, what is it? I'm in practice 32 years, so 24 years ago, something like that. I don't know. No, you know what I'm saying. It was in 2010. I stumbled onto a laser by a young chiropractor that came in to work in my very successful chiropractic practice. I was seeing about 300 people a week. I was over on Monterey and US-1 there in the Bonefish Grill Plaza. I had a 3,500 square foot office space. You know, I had rehab. I had clients coming in. It was a family practice. And I was going away to the Keys for a week for mini season in August. And this young chiropractor who answered an ad to cover my office for that week, he came in and he said, I was going over some of the cases. I had some people that had some pain. And he looks at me and he says, what do I do when they're in a lot of pain? He says, you know, do you have a laser? And I'm like, a laser? Sir, I'm a chiropractor. Why would I have a laser? And he says, no. What am I going to cut out the pain? Am I going to burn it out? I didn't know. And he says, no, they're not ablative lasers. He says, they're called cold lasers. And they call them cold because the power is very low. It's a very low power laser. And it's a cool technology, not high powered lasers. And it uses light to stimulate tissue healing, to tissue repair. It can reduce pain. It can reduce inflammation. And he says it's FDA cleared, FDA approved, and they taught it in my chiropractic college. And one of the most important, if you haven't been in college in a long time, like me, 30 years, we're really not supposed to bring any technology in that hasn't been taught in the chiropractic colleges. So when he said it was in the chiropractic colleges, I knew that it had some merit because they would never have allowed it in there unless it had something that was valuable. And I also realized that after 30 years in working in chiropractic and in medicine and healthcare, a lot of people take a lot of drugs because of pain. You know, pain and swelling and inflammation is probably one of the leading causes why people go to medical doctors and have injections and take pills and go for physical therapy because of pain, inflammation, and swelling. And it is a gazillion-dollar industry, more than billions. It's trillions of people that spend money. And, you know, even from the NSAIDs that you buy over the counter, the aspirins and the Advils and the Tylenols, to all the, you know, the higher ones, the Tramadols, the God, I don't even know all the names of the drugs. It's been a while. It's been 10 years since I've been doing this. But there's a lot of drugs and pills that they buy over the counter. And also the remedies, the icy packs and the gels and the pain relief supplements combined with medical injections, steroid injections, nerve blocks. Whoa, you know, it is an enormously problematic for people. And all of those things I just told you, all those pills and potions and injections, they all have risks and side effects that come part and parcel. They're part of the process. And when you take an opiate, your side effect could be you become addicted and you end up in some treatment center over on Indian River Drive because you like them too much and they tried to take them away and you didn't like that. You know, you can get hooked on opiates really easy. You ask most people that you see in treatment centers and at these meetings, a lot of them were put on them by doctors. And when they didn't really fix the problem, because drugs don't fix the problem, they just give you treatment, symptom relief, you build a tolerance to them where you need more to get the same relief, and that turns it into that addictive problem. And same with injections, corticosteroid injections. How many people have had injections of corticosteroid into their joint or into their knee or into their spine because of a painful condition and had the relief that a corticosteroid injection can do? I mean, these injections, the first time, can be life-changing. I mean, I know a lot of people that were like, dude, I had an injection and it's gone. Well, nothing was done to strengthen the joint. Nothing was done to repair why it happened. Hope, you know, and it comes back. And then you go back to the doctor, can I get another injection? He goes, well, you can't do them, but every 6 months, you know, if you do them too close together, it can create erosion. It can create damage. And you're like, let's just do it. I need help. I want to get rid of it. So they do another injection. They won't give you a third one because steroid injections create tissue destruction. They erode. They cause a little hole to form, whether it's bone, nerve, muscle, or ligament. When you squirt that solution into that, it's like a little tornado that emulsifies and liquefies wherever that injection was squirted into. And then your body will absorb the fluid from the dead, you know, from that steroid and the tissue destruction, and that's what brings the swelling down with a steroid injection. That's got some side effects and some risks. Yes, you can get relief really quick. The end result might not be what you were really hoping for. And because they haven't ever really addressed the cause, because now you feel better, why fix the hole in the roof when the sun is out, right? You ever heard that saying? You know, you're at home and you got a big hole in the roof and it rains and, oh my God, my hair's on fire. There's rain all over my head. I got to do something about this. And you're complaining. And as soon as it gets sunny, you say, I don't have time to fix it. I'm going to go to the beach. And that is just, that's human nature. You know, we don't want to take the time to really correct it. So we take the relief, and the relief is a false truth. It's just symptom relief. And, of course the problem comes back. And now, because we're older, we're less likely to change. It becomes chronic. It becomes debilitative. We start determining, well, what am I willing to give up here? I finally got that boat I wanted. But you know what? I can't even climb up the stairs to go up into the bridge. And every time I do, I strain that knee, that darn knee that's been a problem that I had injections for back when I was in my 30s and 40s from that fall on the snow skiing, or I twisted it. And now, you know, I can't walk on it. And every time I get on that beautiful boat, I suffer for days afterwards. I guess I'm going to have to sell the boat. I can't do that. And then it becomes the car. If I sit too long in the car and, I don't stretch my leg, I can't walk when I get out. So, you know, I'm not going to do any more long trips. I'm not going to go see my children anymore. I'd love to go fly in the airplane, but, you know, I have to walk from the garage all the way to the gate. And will they meet me with a wheelchair? I don't want to be seen in a wheelchair. I don't want to be, you know, I'll just limp it on through. So give me a handful of pills and I'll numb the pain and I'll go for it. Well, is that, I know who I'm talking to. Don't tell me that you don't, having that happen. You wonder, you know, why my knee gave out, or I had to have a hip replacement, or my neck is so arthritic I can't, you know, I suffer in pain all the time. I have to have injections. These conditions are chronic and progressive. So if there was something that you could do to stop that chronicity, you know, to resolve the problem, something which could increase tissue healing, something that could reduce the pain so you get relief and also decrease inflammation, and then maybe there's a chance you could rehabilitate yourself to get better. Instead of, you know, this is one of the real benefits behind laser therapy, you know, besides the fat laser that I use all the time and the pain lasers that are out there, is if you decide, listen, I know that I hurt my knee or my shoulder, and I'll take the injection. I want to get relief today, but I want to go for physical therapy. In other words, I know I have to do something to strengthen it, and you get the prescription for the physical therapy, right? So you go to the therapy center, and what do? They move your painful joint. Oh my God, I left therapy. I was in such pain because they moved my knee around that I couldn't even walk. I don't think I can do this every day. Oh, they tell me it'll go away, tough it out, it'll get better and better, but it doesn't seem like it is. So a lot of people will blow off therapy because it aggravates the condition. They'd rather just leave it alone and let the pain go away. In other words, the action of rehabilitating and strengthening and bringing motion back into a joint which has been injured or damaged is painful, and it can stop people from having treatment. A laser done in conjunction with therapy before or after the therapy gives you pain relief, reduces inflammation, and speeds up the healing, so you will have less pain during therapy. In fact, there's a lot of physical therapists. One of my favorite physical therapists rides around town. I'm sure you've seen him. His name is Bob. He's really tan. He was a lifeguard, and he's a triathlon guy, and he's a cycling nut. I used to see him over by the YMCA, hunched over on his bike, you know, pedaling. He looks like he gets too much sun. He's super healthy. Well, I introduced him to the class 4 laser like 10 years ago. He came into the office. I reached out to him. And I saw him last week at the Publix in over on Hutchison Island. And I seen him. I said, "How's it going, Bob?" He goes, "Great." He goes, "You know what?" He goes, "That laser you told me about, I use that thing all the time. I can't tell you how happy I am. I'm so glad you told me about that laser." And it's true, because it gives you the extra edge to keep compliance, so somebody can be compliant. You know, in medicine, compliance is everything. If you have non-compliant patients, patients that will not follow your recommendations, patients that blow off care, patients that don't do what you're asked, and there is a tool you can use to help build compliance, that's a win. And that's one thing that pain laser therapy does. It builds compliance. Yes, you know, right now we have laser therapy available in Jensen Beach, and that would be at a Better Life Chiropractic Center. Dr. Todd Rissacker and Dr. Caroline Rissacker, they're located right next to Once Upon a Child, 772-692-7899. A Better Life Chiropractic, and he has a 10-watt Class 4 laser, and I taught him how to do it myself, and you can do that. I have a 20-watt at the Slim Body Laser Spa, but it's my personal laser. I believe in that technology. So as a result of the laser therapy and that young doctor introducing it to me, I wanted to learn more about it. To me, it was incredibly effective. I saw the value, and I like to disrupt things. I'm a disruptor. You know, if I can find something that can shake the standard quo that I believe is not helping people, I'm going to knock it out. I'm going to knock you over. You know, maybe that's the whole basis behind Donald Trump. I guess that's what they taught me, was he's a disruptor, which is why they hate him. And, you know, because there's a lot of corruption and a lot of problems in the government. So he was put in there to shake things up. And when I looked at the use of medications and injections and all this ineffective therapies and stuff, I saw laser as a way of shaking it up, of changing that paradigm. And I've dedicated my life to educating and teaching people that, you know, you have options. You do not have to follow that same clinical routine, and it works. So I'm in West Palm Beach. It's the summer of 2010. I've been using pain lasers for 2 years in my chiropractic office on Monterey, and I go to a seminar, and the National Board of the National Institutes of Health and the Walter Reed Army Hospital was there. Walter Reed Army Hospital, they were there doing demonstrations on pain lasers and how they help to regrow nerve damage. They're using them for spinal cord injuries, and they were using them for concussive brain trauma. They were using laser energy in cap. They put like a bathing cap on top of somebody that had a brain injury, and the red light that penetrates through the skull, it's absorbed by the hemoglobin. The hemoglobin reflects it. And that creates, the light is dispersed all throughout the tissue, which is what red light does. It's very unique. Red light is different than greens or blues or clear light. It fills the tissue. It's like the hand is glowing red. You put a little laser on somebody's palm of their hand, and the whole hand glows red because that light is absorbed and it's reflected by the hemoglobin. And that light energy is a healing energy. It activates the cellular respiration. It activates the tissue cells to heal, to produce mitochondria, to activate, to become more, you know, viable, because the energy is absorbed by the mitochondria just like glucose. In other words, you have a mechanism within your tissue cells that responds to light, just like a plant. But we don't have chlorophyll, so we don't make starch. But that same cellular function within an onion cell, it has a mitochondria, it has a DNA, it has a cell wall, cell membranes. Your cells have the same thing. Light is absorbed by your cells, and it makes them work better. And the trick, the key is using the right power, the right amount, and the right wavelength, which means color, for the right amount of time that it becomes beneficial and the body doesn't try to stop it or block it. Because let's face it, you know, you lay out in the sun too long and it burns you. You get enough sunlight that not doesn't burn, and it's very beneficial for your health. I hope you know that. So laser, in these laser devices, we could control the power, and we understand how it works on tissue. And also, it has to do with depth, penetration, how far it penetrates. It's like laser light is very similar to water. And water has to saturate before it becomes, you know, filled with water. You can't just, you know, you go to your garden It's been dry for several months. Hopefully you didn't let it go that long, but the ground is dry, and then you go to put water on it, and most of it just runs off the top, right? But every day that you do it, it starts to saturate. It goes into the water. The water goes into the dirt, and it gets moist. Then when you come with water, you squirt a little bit, it goes right into the dirt. It's called saturation. Laser energy works the same way. So when you go for laser therapy to your elbow, or your knee, or your back, or your earache, or your tooth problem, I mean, they use them for all kinds of things. The first time you apply the laser, it's very superficial. It doesn't go very deep. And then you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. Each time you do it, the energy is saturating the tissue. And over time, it doesn't. You don't need as much power to get the same level of drenching, the same level of penetration. So in that respect, that same energy, that red light, can also be used to create a fat cell to form little pores around the membrane. A fat cell is the same. They look like grapes. You have billions and gazillions of fat cells, you know, and they're microscopic. You think they're real big, but they're very, very small. And a fat cell uses insulin to bring cell calories into the cell. When you eat food and some of the food is burned as energy and you eat more than you're going to burn, right? You've overeaten. The extra calories are moved into the tissue cell as fat. You make fat. And insulin is the molecule, the hormone, which opens up the fat cell. So you eat your food, insulin puts some of the glucose into the fat, into the tissue cells for energy, for work. The excess is put into the fat and stored into the cell as fat. Insulin does that. Now, once it's in the fat cell, it looks like a grape. The only way to open up that fat cell, the only way to get it out of there is to be hungry. That's the mechanism that opens up the fat cell, is you got to be hungry. So after 4 hours of not eating, the first thing you do is your body releases glycogen from the liver. And that's stored glucose, not fat. And your body will use that as energy right after you stop eating your meal. After the glycogen runs out, and that could be a couple hours, it could be a day or two, depends on how much glycogen you have, then you're going to degrade muscle tone. Your muscle will start to break down, and you get energy from the muscle tone. Once that runs its course, the third way the body gets rid of fat, gets energy, is by going to the fat stores. And your body produces a hormone called glucagon, and glucagon surrounds the fat cells and creates the fatty acid to be released, and the triglycerides are released. So that is after 2 to 3 days of using stored energy, burning muscle, and then you go to fat. Yet when you diet and exercise, you think you're going to get rid of fat the same day, and you don't. It doesn't work that way. So what this laser energy does, what my LAPEX laser energy does, that red light applied to your body fat, mainly the surface fat, will open up the fat cells just like the hormone glucagon does. Glucagon opens up the fat cell and allows it to be released so your body can burn it. But it goes through your whole body because, you know, you need the energy. What happens is we can put that paddle directly on an area that you want to reduce. And in 8 to 10 minutes, the calories are released from that spot. Then you stand on a whole body vibration plate for 10 minutes. That improves your peripheral circulation, gets the calories into your bloodstream. You haven't eaten for 2 hours before the laser or 2 hours after the procedure, and you will burn those calories as energy immediately following the application of the laser. Now, we have a machine that has 4 laser paddles. So we can put 2 machines together, and that gives us 8 paddles. So we can put 8 paddles across your lower abdomen, your apron, 10 minutes, move the paddles up for another 10 minutes, put 4 on the muffin top on the left and the right side. That's another 10 minutes. That's 30 minutes of energy. and it opens up the fat cells, and 400 to 600 calories is released into the tissue. You step on a whole body vibration plate for 10 minutes. That increases circulation. It moves those calories into your bloodstream. You haven't eaten in 2 hours. That's the rule. And you don't eat for another 2 hours. And your body will absorb and burn those fatty calories instead of stored energy. And that is how the Slim Body Laser process works. Every time you do it, that's what happens. I'll explain it again and again. That's what it does. 30 minutes on the laser releases 400 to 600 calories of pure fatty acids. You don't eat 2 hours before you come in. You don't eat 2 hours later. You use whole body vibration, moves those calories into the system. You burn it as energy, and you don't burn stored energy. Every time you do it, you'll see an introduction. So how do you lose weight? You lose weight by eating less and exercising more. And in the beginning, you don't lose a lot of weight at the Slim Body Spa. You're really losing inches. You're getting rid of these outer fatty deposits, and you're burning them as energy every day you come in. So it's one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off. And, you know, our average program is 9 3 times a week for 3 weeks. And all the pictures you see of us online, the slimbodylaserspa.com, look at my love letters, look at my gallery. Those are all 3 times a week for 3 weeks, 9 sessions. If you need to do more because you have more fat to get rid of, then you move into what we call the alumni program. And the alumni program is a 66% discount per visit each time you come in. And you can do 10 visits, 20 visits. And what's really great about alumni is once you've originally paid the first price for the first 3 weeks, which is $2,800, you become a alumni for the rest of your life. You can always get this discount. And this is when you'll do your chin, your arms, you know, your inner thighs. And when you come back from your boat trip, hopefully we'll be back on the cruise lines again someday. And you want to get back on the laser, you never have to pay the full price again. We have people in 10 years that have been coming in since we opened. And you know why? Because they like how they feel. They like to know that they're able to look better. It's affordable at $100 a visit. It's not that much money. And it allows them to be a little more liberal with their food. They can have a little more alcohol, right? They can have a little more, some extra sugar, you know, and extra helpings, because they know they're going to go to the laser spa on Friday. So I hope this makes a lot of sense to you. We do have openings and free consultations available. You give us a call, 772-223-5885. If you're interested in pain laser and you want to know more about it, I can refer you to my brother and sister's office over in Jensen Beach at a Better Life Chiropractic Center. And that is 772-692-7899. Go online, drtred.com, Slim Body, Laser Lipo Stewart. You'll see my website. Give me a contact page. Come on in. You need an appointment to see me, but you don't need an appointment to come in and see the pictures and everything else. We're there to serve. So grateful I'm here. I'm so grateful that you've decided to listen to this message today. Hey, and I will see you, next week? Right, Evan? Bye.